Hey, what's going on, everybody? And welcome to The White Flag, a podcast about surrendering to Jesus in our hurried, manic, control-obsessed world. And this will be the last episode of 2021. We are just a few days away from Christmas, and then obviously we'll be getting ready for New Year's. And I, for one, am excited to have 2 weeks off, basically, from the show. I'm working on some upcoming content for the new year, but this will be the last one of the year. And with it being the last of the year, I just wanted to say a quick message to all of you who have been listening throughout the year, for those of you that have joined lately, and for those of you that pop in from time to time. And I know some of you will not even listen to this until well into 2022 and beyond, and that's okay. But if you are someone who's listening to this or even have listened to the show throughout the year, I just wanted to give you like a very warm and genuine thank you. When I launched this thing, I had very low expectations, and I think, to be honest, God was using it to expose some things in me, insecurities, and just to solidify courage in myself in a lot of ways. But like God does, typically, He uses things that maybe have an initial why behind the what for the person who's behind it, but then obviously He can go and do great things beyond it. And it has been such a joy and continually humbling to hear how just the conversations I get to be a part of and the ways in which God has moved in my life seems to be planting seeds of inspiration and contemplation and reflection on the pace we operate, the posture of our soul before God, and just how do we walk and abide and be apprentices to Jesus. And so to all of you who reach out from time to time, just let me know that God is using the conversations to help your faith or even the ways you've applied some of them. I mean, even recently I had a good friend text me about how he was employing some of the prayer methods that we discussed with Carver Pugh, who runs the 24/7 prayer network in the area. And it was just so encouraging. And there's things that God does when we step out to really adopt a posture of surrender. There's things that God does that we could never anticipate or take credit for, and yet it still happens, and God is still just moving. And you know, coming out of 2020, there's a lot of commentary about the church and about ways of doing church and all that stuff. And one of the best things about this podcast community, in my opinion, has just been the conversations I've had with people, and I'm hearing people have with each other, that for all the drama and controversy and whatever that goes along with Christianity or evangelicalism or whatever, I'm just seeing more and more people who have never been more bought in to the person of Jesus and what He taught and who He is based in Scripture and how He moves in people's lives and how that partners within the Bride of Christ and the local church. So, man, I'm just really honored and thankful. I wanted to say thank you just to all of you who listen and just know it really means a lot to me. And the goal isn't that I get affirmation or anything. It's that Jesus is elevated and made a big deal of. And this has just been a fun way to see Jesus take more ground in our hearts, help us become more like Him and be transformed by his word instead of conformed by the world around us. But I did want to give one last parting little tidbit as we step into the new year, because I want to challenge you, I guess, to take some time over the next couple of days after this and just spend some end of year reflections with God. I know for me and my team at Mosaic, we've been doing our end of year reviews, and a lot of those are based on how's your soul, how's your production, how's your efficiency as a minister of the gospel, what are ways we can grow, what are ways that we can deal with wounds in our soul to help us be a healthy shepherds and ministers and all that stuff. But while you may not have an end of year review for your job, there is an opportunity for you to have an end of year review with God. And so I just wanted to offer three quick things that could be a helpful way for you to kickstart an end of your reflection with your Heavenly Father in hopes of maybe positioning yourselves to have the next couple weeks or couple months be really formative and kick your year off right. So here are three sort of headlines that you can hold on to have an end of your reflection with God and maybe catapult a couple days of journaling or maybe just at least one journaling session as you reflect on the year that was. Okay, so number one, first thing to journal about or contemplate is, what did I learn about God? I think take some time to pray, reflect, and just talk to God about what you learned about Him. It's not that God changed or that He you know, suddenly shifted his character or his nearness to you, but there are things that we learn through quiet, restful presence with him that I think helps us just better understand who he has been eternally and who he is actively moving in our lives now. And so I think a great place to start, if you want to reflect on your year, is to look at from January to now, what did you learn about God? And how did you learn those things? What practices might you want to double down on to continually seek after the Father and learn more about him? The second thing you can journal about, second headline, is what did I learn about myself? I think it's important to start with what did I learn about God, because the end goal of this is not individualism or the elevation of self, but it's the death to self so that we can be more like Christ and be better tools for the kingdom and being used by God. But after you really evaluate what did you learn about God and his goodness and in his word and through prayer, you know, what did you learn about yourself? There could be some really interesting insights about some of the ways in which you kind of, by stepping into silence this year, you've realized that you have some anger, some deep-seated anger about some stuff, or you've realized that you are much more comfortable with quiet than you thought you'd be, or you found out that you turn to Bible reading because you think it earns status and closeness to God, when in fact the Bible should be a tool of relationship, not this way of just learning more about God, but actually learning with God, you know. So there's a lot of good things you probably learned about yourself if you're in tune to the Spirit, stepping into these quiet practices, honoring the Sabbath, all sorts of stuff. So, you know, after learning, what did you learn about God? Ask yourself, what did I learn about myself? And then thirdly, last thing, just sort of a little guidance to help you have a solid end of your reflection, is this question. What can I stop, start, and keep going into 2022? What is something that I can stop doing? What is something I can start doing? And what is something I can keep doing going into 2022 so that by the end of this next year, I am a person of faith that I'm proud of. I'm a person that is doing the right small things over the long haul to become more like Jesus and be obedient to his leading. And so after kind of looking at what did I learn about God, and then what did I learn about myself, evaluate, stop, start, keep. What do I want to start? What do I want to stop? And what do I want to keep? And I think exploring those things, picking up a new discipline, stopping something that maybe hinders you, maybe it's staying up too late, or maybe it's what you're eating, or maybe it's how close your phone is to your bed, could be anything. And then what's something you're already doing that you know you want to keep doing? I think there's a lot of really good thought patterns and side trails that you could go down. That would just be a really good way to end your year. There's a lot more you could do. There's some great resources out there about how to have a great end of year review for yourself and stuff like that. But yeah, I think that's just a really simple, easy way for you to spend some time reflecting on what God has done in your life, the goodness of him, what you've learned about him, what you've learned about yourself, and then what's something you can stop, start, and keep heading into the next year. So again, really simple episode, very low drama, very low production here. I'm just kind of doing it in one take, but seriously, thank you, thank you, thank you. This has been such a thrill. It's been such a surprise to have so many people come alongside this community called the White Flag, and I'm excited to step into next year with you and see what comes of it. The next couple episodes I'm really excited about, because we'll be diving into what does courageous surrender as a spiritual practice look like in the context of family. And so we're going to have an episode about parents of young children, specifically moms of young children who are at home and maybe not working right now. How do they embrace strong spiritual presence in the midst of the chaos of home? We're going to have a guest talk about praying with your children, teaching your kids how to have a posture of prayer, how to get caught praying in a good way so they grow up with a healthy relationship with it. And we've got some exciting interviews with pastors from a cohort that I'm a part of that are just all over the scope, all over the spectrum, all over the country. And it's just going to be a lot of fun to learn from them. So, man, I hope you have a great Christmas. I hope you take time to connect with the local church this Christmas and just get to celebrate the gift of Jesus, quiet your spirit amidst the chaos, and really just enjoy and delight in the creation God has given us here. So thank you so much. As always, grace and peace, and you will hear from me again in the new year, God willing, in 2022. Be well. I'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks. Peace.